Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with fashion. Penelope Noir.
Hello. Penelope's not with us, but Penelope has sent us something fascinating to play for you this morning, hasn't she, Tess?
She has. Very fascinating.
Are you excited, Tess?
I am excited.
I can see you've got your...
bouncing off the walls.
You've got your funky shoes on. You've got your gown. Fashion Week starts this morning, doesn't
it? Fashion Week.
Fashion! Ba-ba-ba! Woohoo!
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's the biggest deal, probably.
I used to get invited to Fashion Week.
Used to.
Oh. Quite enjoyed it when I used to get invited. But I don't know if it's different this year. I suppose it's always supposed to be a little bit different, eh? And game changing. Mm. Are you a big fan of New Zealand fashion? Do you follow that? Do you buy New Zealand music because it's New Zealand music?
Music.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about fashion.
Yeah, we are, but I'm gonna get around to that. But
because it's New Zealand music.
So I buy music.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'd buy it because it's New Zealand.
I'll cock an eyebrow and look over it if it's New Zealand.
Yeah, if someone was like, hey, there's this new New Zealand band or like artist, I'd be like, oh, bit of a listen.
So are you the same for when it comes to the rag trade is what I'm asking?
It's a bit different, isn't it, really?
Is it?
Well, because you can kind of have a listen without like committing to the purchase.
You try it on.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Hard to do that when you're buying things online though, isn't it?
Maybe I'd have a browse.
Have a browse up, see if there's something out the pack that you liked.
See what it's like.
Yeah.
Would you
enjoy the concept of a fashion parade? The catwalk.
I've actually never been to a fashion show in my life.
I just kind of think it's a weird, antiquated way of looking at clothes. I think there's got to be.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of like weird things about it, but.
Oh yes, yes indeed. But then I'm sure they could. Yeah, I don't know.
But what's the alternative, really?
Fashion's not my forte.
No. Should we play the interview?
Oddly enough, sure. So this is Penny interviewing Catherine Wilson and Bo Runger.
I'm here with Catherine Wilson and Bo Runger, and they're here to talk about Fashion Week and other things fashion. First off, Catherine and Bo, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you explain your relationship, how long you've been working together and how you kind of like ended up working together?
Do you know how we met?
I can't actually remember. It's quite a long time ago now.
Yeah. Lucky enough to have the same circle of friends. A lot of fun times together over the years. But in terms of our collaborating work-wise, the earliest I can go back is Fashion Week 2010. We worked on my first debut show and Bo designed the jewellery for that show.
Mm. And then we stuck some things onto some shoes.
You did.
And
yeah, you
then you sent them
the
down
shoes.
The runway. Yeah. I was very, very honoured.
But the same year we did ID together in Dunedin.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm. That was great fun.
Yeah.
In the cold.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
It was great though.
So going back that far, often kind of, I guess, pulling on each other's ideas.
Yep.
And inspiration around both of our brands.
And so this year you're celebrating 15 years as Catherine Wilson Shoe Designer.
Yeah.
Yep. Yay! Can you tell me about the 15 mentors?
Yeah, so we are celebrating our 15 years with an exhibition called The Tribute, which runs straight after our Fashion Week show. And for me, that's a nod to 15 people that have had influence on my career, either creatively or in a business sense, have been helping me, I guess, kind of push me onto the next 15 years hopefully, but Bo I have chosen to acknowledge as one of those people, and for me it's just someone that's a parallel, I guess, in terms of our industries not being always aligned, but someone that's pushing me to go bigger and more, and I'm super proud of all that she's achieved, and in the same sense she makes me want to, you know, do her proud and keep going and strive to do better.
You've done me proud. You've done me proud, honey. 15 years, my goodness. Amazing.
But also she's someone that every time I've asked, whether it's personal or you know, our own careers, it's always a yes and it's always easy, you know. I'll be there.
You can't say no to Catherine Wilson. Just want to let people know that you cannot say no to her.
So that kind of leads us into, because you're the brand ambassador for Veuve Le Coq.
Yes, yep. Veuve Le Coq Champagne.
Yeah, and so you did a show last week.
Yes.
In Queenstown. Can you tell us about that and Bo's involvement?
The theme for that show was a band majorette where all the models were cheerleaders and essentially Catherine Wilson cheerleaders. So I wanted to open the show with a live musician that is, you know, supporting a drum line or over the top of the DJ music. And so I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be cool if she's female and she's hot and, you know, who do I know that's a cool female drummer? And then I was like, oh, Boku drum? I'm going to ask her to open the show. So then came the phone call.
Yeah, that was a funny phone call because I've only got three drum beats. I'm like, crikey, they're all versions of each other. So, yeah, I've never played upright drum before and then walked, you know, down a catwalk, let alone with a drum.
But did you have to practice a lot?
I did practice, and you know what? I also, because I talked to the actual drummers who were actually there on the night, and I said, can you please just show me just quickly? And they said, oh, you, for a start, you've put it on wrong. And I'm like, oh, but I can't do it. I can't do it the proper way. I've tried. It's not right. They said, okay, that's fine. Just go with what you've got. So it was very fun. I did have to do a bit of practice because it's quite hard. You sort of lope a little bit as you're walking
you
down the runway.
So hot. And did it with
it's quite
ease.
Heavy.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a marching band.
Yeah.
Is that right? You're a majorette? Hi. Is that the head of the marching band?
She's the girl boss. Yeah.
The girl boss.
We had some drummers there from the Auckland Regional Drumline, and they came in on top of Bo, essentially, and she opened, really, and set the theme of the show, and then they came in on top of the DJ. So it's really just to add the atmosphere and fun vibe. But not only did Bo do that, halfway through the show, it kicks into Nina Cherry Drip Buffalo Spouts, and she said to me about 2 days before.
Awesome. I texted her, it was about 11:30 at night, she's probably asleep and her child's in bed.
And she said, can I come back out in the catwalk again? Because obviously she's opening, so the whole show opens with her. She walks off, and then she said, can I come back out again? Because I'm so good on the tambourine.
I'm a terrible drummer, but I'm great on the tambourine.
So that was her moment to
shine. I love that
song.
I love that Nina Cherry song.
Yes.
Buffalo. Buffalo song is amazing.
Yeah.
Good old Malcolm McLaren, eh?
Oh, so good.
So with shoes, is it difficult to come up with concepts for shows, you know, for showcasing shoes?
It's different because I love shoes, but not everyone has that. You know, I have had to learn that over the years, and I'm so excited about a 20-minute show of shoes. I can imagine most people would absolutely turn off after 1 minute. And I guess the outfits themselves don't change because my focus for what I want people to be looking at is the feet. So yes, it is different because to put a show together you have to keep it really lively and entertaining. And what we do a lot with the music is that exactly that kind of 20 minute breaks of the first verse and the chorus of A Girl's Night In at a best friend's house to all your favorite 90s bangers.
Brilliant.
Stefani and Beyonce. So that the show keeps moving, and I think that's part of you know, I guess we keep it lighthearted. It's different in the sense that the garments are staying the theme of the show, and the girls are just having fun on the catwalk. So we like to think of it as super lighthearted and more celebratory in some shows.
Yeah. And where do you get your inspiration from?
For design, for everything.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's like I design selfishly what I want to wear myself. I think my girlfriends probably play a big part of that because it's often like, I want this, I can't find it, but I want that colour, I want that height. And I think we're constantly putting together collections based not necessarily around trends, it's more of a selfish drive, and that has so far for 15 years worked.
It's worked very well, love.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we travel, and of course you see things all around the world that you find interesting and exciting, but it's mostly comes down to a really personal feeling of what I want to wear next year.
That's always good though, isn't it? If I could do that, it'd be like awesome.
Yeah, you can put requests in.
Yeah,
oh, nice. Great. Girlfriends do.
And can you tell us a little bit about the shoemaking process? Because it's something I've always been quite fascinated with. And like, is there actually, because you can't really produce shoes in New Zealand anymore, can you?
Yeah, it's a real shame. So I came into the industry in 2002, and I remember going to a footwear industry board meeting, an AGM, and I, you know, naively said, I'm going to be New Zealand's next name in shoes, and who wants to hire me? And I was 22 years old, and I was, you know, saying, I'll sweep your floors. I wanted to learn an apprenticeship. And they all just said, pick another career. It's like dire. Everything's moving offshore. And really successful family businesses for 30, 40 years that had to shut their factories and move offshore. And so it was a changing time, but not that I knew any difference. So for me as a 22-year-old, of course, it wasn't necessarily a stumbling block. I was like, right, I'll learn Italian, or I will speak to factories between 10 and 2 a.m. because it's just when they're awake. So it's never really been impossible. It's been a shame that I couldn't make a New Zealand, because I would have, like, all through university at Massey and Wellington, I was like, I'm going to be New Zealand, New Zealand design. And I still wish that I could, you know, it'd be awesome. But we manufacture in about 5 different countries at the moment: Brazil, Italy, Spain, Portugal, and Asia. And everything's handmade from us. So we draw our shoes on paper, pencil on paper. Julia Ford, who's on my design team, has been with me 8.5 years. And again, just really putting together collections of what we want ourselves. And then that gets kind of honed in onto scanned in, Photoshop, Illustrator, coloured, and sent to the manufacturers. But these are production houses with about 40 staff. So all of our shoes are on such a small scale. They're all limited edition, so we don't ever make anything more than, say, 300-400 pairs per style, which I love. I'm really passionate about that, because I want them to be... I want everyone to have, like, that moment when you walk in the party or that wedding and you're not wearing the same thing as everyone else. And I'm really, essentially, the whole point of our brand, the way I see where we fit in the market, is that we are the happy place, you know, like joy.
And for the listeners, she's actually wearing a pink suit right now.
Yeah.
Very happy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love Bo's shoes.
Yes, but look, party on the back. Party on the back.
Party in the back. Very serious here.
Yep. Business up front, party out the back. Just like the mullet.
Isn't Neville
Finlay? Yeah.
Isn't Neville
my Yeah, so it is a bit of a different process working overseas, because you obviously can't be on the floor sampling. But I think a lot of industries are that way now. So not that it is my choice, but you kind of learn from that. And it means there's a lot of travel. We visit most of them 2 or 3 times a year. Bo's been up with me. And
just because I didn't have a job.
And she said,
do you want to come to Hong Kong with me? I said, yeah, of course.
But you do have a job. You design your own jewellery, right?
Yeah,
which is amazing.
But if anyone asks me to go anywhere and I don't happen to do anything, I'll go.
I can design on the plane.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Amazing. They all thought she was my translator in the meeting, so I rolled with it.
Until they realised that I couldn't speak to them at all.
Just listening and attentively.
Yeah. Just nodding.
Yeah. I think we designed a couple of jewellery collections by the pool. You know, there were things. There's always things happening, isn't there? There's always things that you're in the background developing.
Yeah, it's great fun, actually. I think travel's a great thing for design, because you just get inspired by everything you see, bits and pieces that you read. It's just like a,
Travelling's good. And packaging, and, you know, you're always seeing display or merchandising things that you feel excited by outside of your market.
It pays to go around. Actually, the stores that you stocked in were interesting to go into as well, you know? How things are presented differently from New Zealand. And, you know.
I was dragging her into department stores in Hong Kong. And I was like, can you casually take a photo of me next to the shoe wall? You're not allowed to take photos, obviously, in the stores. And I'd be like, just casually looking at my shoe, holding my shoes on the shelf, being like, Mum, look, my shoes are in Hong Kong.
That's awesome. So can you tell us what we can expect for the spring, summer this year?
Yeah, well, summer is super colourful. And I love just putting together our summer collections, because it's all about girls' good times. You know, there's often a lot of cocktail events or staff parties, weddings, the races. Everything does kind of associate with celebration, especially kind of coming into that October, November, December calendar. And so a lot of our heels, even though they are really feminine, the silhouettes, they often have the block heels for summer. I mean, New Zealand, most of our weddings and events are out on grass, which I love. And our customers kind of come to us for that. And they come to us for the shoes that they can wear to a wedding at 10 a.m. and dance till 2 a.m.
Oh yeah, because there's nothing worse.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
and you don't want to be that person, like, with champagne in one hand and your shoes in the other.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, oof.
Oh no, never, no. But also, Bo's just launched, or about to launch, a new collection, which we showcased
I just launched Sister Bo Dangles, and which was included in Catherine's show down at Clico in the Snow, which is really fun, which is nice to see, actually. So yeah, that's going well, actually. Some of the pieces have sold out, so which is great.
So they're available on online and at your store in Ponsonby?
Yep, they're available online at Bowrunga.com, but also different retailers around the country, so which is really good. But some of those pieces have gone now, so which is great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So we'll just
bought beautiful.
Great name.
Sister Bo Dangles. Yeah. I know, it's so funny.
It's amazing.
A lot of people don't know what that is reference to. It depends on your age, I suppose. But,
yeah.
But obviously, I used to love that song, but I kind of
me too. I think I had it when I was like on a 7-inch when I was a kid, and it was like one of the ones that like, yeah, we had, I think I had 6 45s that I used to stack and play over and over and over and drive my family insane with. Yeah, and that was one of them.
Are you serious? That was one of them. Yeah. That's like a fantastically gorgeous song.
Yeah, that's great. And so when is the spring summer collection available for you?
Summer's dropped, so it came into store this week.
Yep.
We've had such a strong reaction, and I think again because it's colourful and happy, and we pre-sold a lot of it that had early media, so it's been a really cool start to the season. We're dropping like daily at the moment, so in our stores in Auckland, Ponsonby, Herne Bay, Newmarket and Britomart, they're dropping every day with new styles and colours, and then our stockers throughout the country we send out at the same time, so there's 80 stores throughout New Zealand.
Cool, and can you tell our listeners what your website is?
Yes, katherinewilson.com.
Okay, and Bo?
Bowrunger.com.
Thank you so much for both coming in. It's been a pleasure talking to you
today.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks. And yeah, good luck for the show next week.
Thank you.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. Good on Catherine Bow. And